A Matter of Possession by L. Phillips Carlson. It was almost like Bea had staged the crappy weather to go along with her funeral. Joe Sherjack and his wife Terry crunched on the cold gravel paths between tombstones, heading toward the back of the cemetery where the open grave was. Little pings of sleet hit his umbrella, threatening to tear the fabric. Other semi-frozen blobs hit the nearby monuments, leaving marks like they'd been hit with clear-colored paintballs. Joe half-smiled. Bea would have loved it. An icy blast penetrated through his wool coat and his clothes underneath. He shivered. He hated the cold and wet. Terry, however, seemed unaffected by either the unusual spring storm or Bea Welford's untimely death. He couldn't blame her for the latter. Although he'd worked closely with Bea this past year, Terry had only met her once or twice in passing. And in spite of the slippery footing, Terry wobbled enough that he knew she'd imbibed her own type of antifreeze. A Merlot, perhaps, even though it was barely mid-morning. Unfortunately, that wasn't unusual. The minister had already started the service by the time they reached the gravesite. No doubt he was just as eager as the rest of them to finish and go to a warm, dry home. Joe scanned the crowd, 50 or so, mixed ages and races, somewhat uncommon in still segregated St. Louis, but a testament to Bea's inclusive friendliness. Her family was nearest the casket, dark-skinned sisters and nieces and nephews, the ones she always bragged about. He also spotted Susan Fairchild and Chuck Amstead from the office, but didn't see their boss. He sniffed. Also not unusual.